Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. Linda Huffman, our guest this morning. She's a teacher with the Children's Therapy and Early Education School here in Mexico. Talk to us about your job over there and kind of some of the programs and benefits for the children that attend there, if you will.
Sure. I am now the director at the Children's Therapy and Early Education School. I began there in around 2008 as a teacher aide, so I've really been able to experience all aspects of the school. I worked there part-time, and then as my kids became older, I decided, you know, I wanted to make this a little bit more of a full-time opportunity, and Bev Borgeson, the director before me, was retiring. So she approached me and asked if this is something I would be interested in. I was very nervous at first about it, and after thinking about it and talking over with my family, we decided it would be the perfect fit for me. So I've been the director since approximately 2011-12. And so I feel like I've been there a while, but as I think about my staff, they have been there for a long time too. The longevity of our employees is really one of the biggest factors to our success. My early childhood special education teacher, April Backer, has been with us for close to 25 years. I have teacher aides who have been with me for 20 years, and then staff who began maybe 5 years ago. But what I found is that the CT school really impacts us as employees in a very special way. So when the children attend the school there, they're obviously learning and growing from us, but the things that we learn from them and the way that we grow really leaves a mark on us. So it's not an easy job, but we like to call ourselves a school family. And so we really support one another, and that makes the challenging times easier to know that, you know, we have a team behind us and we're all working together towards a common goal.
Now, who does the school serve? What age range and what type of children do they serve?
So we work with children between the ages of 3 to 5. And so we would fall under the category of early childhood special education. So most of the time we are going to be a family's first experience with sending their precious little children off to school. So we're very mindful of that as school gets ready to start for us on Monday, August 26th, a couple days after Mexico. We recognize that, gosh, this is the first time dropping their child off at a school, and so we really want to help make that experience feel safe and know that their child is going to be well cared for. We offer several different therapies, so we contract with a speech therapist, an occupational therapist, and a physical therapist, and then we also have had vision therapy and people who work with children who are hard of hearing come through our school, and so we are able to offer all of those therapies in our building, and really one of the biggest benefits of that is we have a small staff to child ratio. So for example, a teacher aide might work with 2 children and then herself. So it's wonderful because we're really able to pour into that student, take a lot of the strategies that our therapists implement because we're smaller, we're able to go to those therapy sessions, see what's happening, and then implement those things throughout the day also. So it doesn't only have to be happening during that hour of therapy time during the week. So we really are fortunate to have so many teacher aides. We have 13 teachers employed in the building, and then three therapists on top of that, and 15 students. So there are a lot of us there, but the benefit being the small child to staff ratio. For a student to come to the CT school, they go through a series of evaluations. And so not every student who has a disability or a delay is necessarily going to attend the CT school. It may not be the best fit for them. And we work very closely with Mexico Public Schools. We contract with them to identify children who have disabilities who would best be served at the Children's Therapy School. So kiddos with many different disabilities come through. We're not limited to one certain disability, but what we know is that if they are showing a delay, that early intervention is going to be the best strategy for them to help them make progress and meet those developmental outcomes.
Absolutely. Now, this school is free to attend for the children, as I understand it. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. We are a not-for-profit 501c3 organization, and I always like to mention that the school began in 1952. So to know that there were citizens in this community who recognized the importance and the value of education for all, even children who had differences, I think it's just a testament to our community. So we've been here for 72 years. Students who attend, yes, do not pay for the services. So again, that is where we rely on the community heavily to fund our school and to help with donations to provide those services.
Very nice. That was my next question. How is the school funded? Is it through organizations like the United Way that you had mentioned, or where do you get the majority of your funding?
Yes, the United Way is one of our biggest agencies who donates to us. And then Audrain Developmental Disability Services, we work closely with them, and so they're able to provide us with funding. And then it comes down to, like I said, civic organizations, the JCs, Mexico Women's Club, Altrusa, PEOs, just so many, and I know I'm forgetting so many, but just kind people who give of their time and recognize the importance of what happens in this community. And then individuals make donations too. So yeah, we have several ways that it comes through, but of course, being a not-for-profit, you know, you have to watch every penny that you spend.
Absolutely. Just for people who are listening this morning, if they should want to make a donation, how would they go about doing that?
Sure. They can contact the Children's Therapy School, and I can put them in touch with the best way to do that. Or they could mail a donation to P.O. Box 954, Mexico 65265. But for people who would like to make a donation, or for parents who have questions, really, even about, gosh, does my child need services? I welcome them to give me a call at the school. Like I briefly mentioned, early intervention is so important, and it can actually start before the age of three. I'm not a big fan of the wait and see approach. I feel that parents have this intuition that, gosh, something might not be exactly right with my child's development. So anytime between the age of 0 to 3, I encourage them, if they have those feelings, to talk to their pediatrician, or there are ways to make referrals on their own. So Missouri First Steps is a wonderful program for children between the ages of 0 to 3, and they will conduct evaluations, and a lot of times that just helps put parents' mind at rest. Like, okay, my kiddo's on track, or you know, they might be a little bit delayed. So there are ways to receive services, again, for free for children between the ages of 0 to 3. So I can't stress enough the importance of early childhood education and for parents just really to trust their gut and trust their intuition and seek out that help if they need it. And I'm always happy, children of any age really, to point them in the direction of resources to help them, figure out what kind of services they can get to help them meet those milestones.
Absolutely. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck on a new school year. We appreciate you taking a little time out with us. We always have a wild card question at the end of
every great. Okay.
Meet the community. So this is my wild card question to you. If the Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs make the Super Bowl this year, and Maggie's working for the Dallas Cowboys now, who are you rooting for?
I think it's probably best to not answer that. I have a lot of friends in the community, and I don't want them to become enemies. So I'm gonna plead the fifth on that and leave you hanging on that one.
Okay. All right. We'll let you off the hook. We certainly appreciate you coming in and doing the Meet the Community this morning. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Linda Huffman, she is our guest this morning on Meet the Community. You can tune in to another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.